got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you, so put a smile on your face, cause you're gonna make it, yeah, you're gonna make it, make it through the day.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. I need to say that again. What a friend we have in Jesus. And due to that friendship, we do have the ability to press on. We do have that ability to not be afraid when we come up against the weapons that Satan has prepared for us. That's when we come together as one. That village, that fortress is built where there's no penetration, nothing can come forth to distract what you and God has put in place. That Holy Spirit sits and contains you and puts you in a place where nothing, where you're not moved because of that personal intimate relationship that you have built. so I sit and I tell someone this morning, I decree and declare whatever your situation is this morning, whatever your situation may have been last night, today is a new day. And you continue to press on. You press on knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you. You press on knowing that God left us with a comforter that will heal the land, a comforter that will heal and mend a broken heart, a comforter that will give you a renewed mind, a comforter that will wash you clean as snow. I declare and decree right now, whoever is going through a situation right now, that you do not give up. You continue to press on. You press your way through. How are you pressing your way through? You're sitting. You're calling on the name of Jesus. You're fasting. You're praying. You're consecrating yourself. So when those situations come up, you still able to stand. You still able to have peace. You still able to have joy, not knowing what the outcome is, but knowing that God is on your side, knowing that Jesus is our friend, knowing that the Holy Spirit is our guide. We just keep pressing on, pressing on. You keep moving. You do not look back. You keep moving. And then God will give you that peace, that knowing that all is well, all is well. So I say good morning to everyone this morning that's under the sound of my voice, no matter what it is, and over in the international waters, all is well. No matter what it is in America, all is well. To my ADM family, all is well on this beautiful, fantastic Friday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. And Father, we just want to give you the praise. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to give you, we exalt thee, Father God, to the highest praise. We say hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the mighty God that you are, Father God, the way maker, Lord Jesus, the problem solver, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the weapons, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for sharpening our discernment, Father God. We thank you, Father, for giving us a voice, Lord Jesus, to call on your holy name, Father God, in the time, in the midst of trouble, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for being our provider. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our healer, Lord Jesus. We just thank you on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every broken heart, Father God, for the mending that you put in place, Father God. We thank you for processes, Father God. We thank you for progression, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. When we don't have anything else to say, Lord Jesus, we can just say thank you, Father God. Lord, but we don't know what's going to happen next, Lord Jesus, because we place our trust in you, Father God. We just say thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the new day, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to walk, Father God, by faith, Lord Jesus, and not by sight, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, when one request comes in, our Father come in with another one, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the movement, Father God. The obedience that it takes us to, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the encouragement, Father God, when we feel like all things are gone, Father God. That Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, comes and picks us up, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be mountain movers, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us, Father God, to clear all obstacles out of our way, Lord Jesus, so we can get directly in the face of the enemy, Lord Jesus, and let them know you can't have nothing that comes from what God has already given me. Lord, we just thank you in this hour, right now, Father God. We thank you in this moment, Father God. God. Lord Jesus, we can't give you enough praises, Father God. We can't, Lord Jesus, because you chose me, you, the next person, Lord Jesus, to be here right now on this line where you are in the midst, Lord Jesus. And we just love you for that, Father God. We love you, Lord Jesus, for always being here. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, for your helping hand, Father God. Oh, Lord, your mercy, Father God. Your mercy, your grace, Father God, that push everything else out the way, Lord Jesus. But we are right there with you, Lord Jesus. You're right here with us, Lord Jesus. You will never, Lord, leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Even in our weakest moment, Father God, it is you, Lord Jesus, that gives us the strength to carry on, Father God. It is you, Father God, that gives us the inner peace, Father God, to put a smile on our face, Lord Jesus, where it should be pain, Father God. Lord, we bind our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits to yours, Father God, because we want to be Christ-like, Father God. We want to be Christ-minded, Father God, and we want to take on your characteristics, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us everything that we need, Father God. Not the things that we want, Lord, but the things that we need on this day, Father God. You know each and everybody's story, Father God. You know each and everybody's wants, Father God. But most of all, you know our needs, Lord Jesus. And you meet us exactly where we're at, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus on this morning, Father God, we thank you with every fiber in our body, Father God. We thank you with a renewed mind, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, with a cleansed heart, Father God. Oh, we thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises belong to you on this morning, Father God. We thank you for your new day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, Jesus, without you, we're nothing. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your just holding us, Father. Lifting us up, Father God. Oh, rocking us through the night, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that renewing strength, Lord Jesus, that rejuvenation, Lord Jesus, that only can come through you, Father God, in a time of sorrow, in a time of confusion, in a time of chaos, in a time where you think you're blinded. But, God, you see it all. You see it all, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you from the bottom of our heart, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we just ask you, Lord, to allow your consuming fire, Father God, to carry us through this day, Lord Jesus, to just carry us, Father God, every step we make, Lord Jesus. We just know, Father, that you're right there, Lord Jesus. And we thank you on this morning. We thank you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Just glory be to your name. Somebody just give God some praise right now, because it's something that has happened that you should be just praising him. Just praising him, even if it's just the fact that you opened up your eyes this morning. That's a gift. That's a gift. That's a gift from God. It didn't have to be that way. Many didn't make it, but God chose you and me. Yes, he did. He chose us because he had something great for us to do, Father. Oh, he's just waiting for us, that yes. He's waiting for that yes. He's waiting for that yes to sit and say, I surrender all, Father God. I will go where you want me to go. I will do what you want me to do, Father, because I'm willing to go through the hard times. I'm willing to go through the good times, Father God. I'm willing to go through the correction. I'm willing. Who's on the line this morning that's willing? Because I can sit and testify that God is a faithful God. He is faithful, he's loyal, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never will he sit and look at you and shun you away. He will give you that hand and ask you, let me help you pick you up. Let me clean you up. Let me put you on some new clothes.
Let me put you on the path of righteousness. So I declare and decree this morning that everybody under the sound of my voice, seek God and let him put you where he wants you to be, not where you want to be, but where he wants you to be in this moment and in this hour. Because God has some words, some powerful words. God is sitting. He's been telling us stuff ever since this pandemic has came into place. And once the pandemic came into place, something we got everything else that's going on, the Floyd murder. But you know what? One thing about it, God makes no mistakes, and he always brings upon the land what needs to be done. And he's always going to bring you somebody that's going to bring his word, somebody of truth, somebody that has the same love that he has, somebody that has the same mind that he has, somebody whose spirit is connected with his spirit, somebody whose soul is connected with his soul to give you the truth. All you need to do is trust and believe. Believe and not let your belief waver, but let your belief be anchored in a solid place, knowing that you are on solid ground so God can take you where he needs you to be, so you can be in his safety net. When everybody else is out there doing it with the mass confusion, God is preparing you for the greatness that he has already predestined you to be. So I decree and declare on this day that you renew your mind, that you ask God to give you a clean heart, that you make a decision. You make a rightful decision, a conscious decision, and that decision needs to be made. You cannot sit and keep playing around with God and expecting for him to come and rescue you every time you out there in that sea. You cannot expect for him to keep sending you the lifesaver when you're not trying to save your own self. How do we save our own self? We say yes to God. We become his. We become kingdom minded, so we can get into the become a kingdom citizen by obeying his way, by obeying his commandments. The word says, if you love me, you obey. To love me is to obey my commandments. And that's where God is calling us right now. A call for duty. A call for duty. Come on, Sister Monica. Come on, my Sister Monica. Please let the people know. Thus said the Lord.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, everybody in the sound of my voice. Wake up right now. This is a call to duty. This is for you to hear. If you're not paying attention, cut down your TV, turn off your radio, stop doing what you're doing, because you need to hear this, because this is a word that the Lord has said, and you got to get ready. He's calling you to duty. Everybody in the sound of my voice, saints, let your soul lay down and your spirit man stand up, because right now we are being called to duty. God has said, get ready. He is calling everyone in the sound of my voice to get ready. Saints, get ready, because something is coming, and he said, I'm calling y'all to duty. I want y'all to be ready for deployment. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm literally talking about a battle. There is a war coming, and we have to be prepared. And he said to tell everyone to get ready, to suit up and get booted, to be suited and booted. And when you put on your armor of God, you have to have it on, and you're going to sleep in this armor of God until he says otherwise. Right now, to every single one of you in the sound of my voice, this is a message to you. This is a message to you to get ready, because something's coming. God has not said what it is, but he said prepare. And when he said prepare, he said tell them I said to get suited and booted in the armor of God. And if you already got your armor of God on, you need to tighten it up. Tighten up your shoes up. Tighten up your shoes of the gospel. Tighten up your truth of the belt of truth. Tighten up your breastplate of righteousness. Tighten up your helmet of salvation. Grip harder your sharper sword of the word. Continue to hold on tight to your shield of faith. He says, suit up. And then when you suit up, be prepared. Be prepared to be called to action, because something's coming. And he's preparing us right now. So you got to get your household in order. See, the first message he told me, he said, tell him. He said, tell him. Tell him that I'm calling him to duty. that everything that I've been preparing them for, it's time to utilize it. All the gifts of the Spirit are going to be called upon. All the warriors are going to be called to battle. We're going to be in something that we're going to have to prepare for now. The time is now to get ready. You're being warned, and you get yourself together. That was the first message. The second message is that get your houses in order. And see, this is something I know about because, see, when I was a little girl, my daddy was in the Army, and he had us living on outside the base in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And he got called to duty. He got called to a deployment. And when he got called to a deployment, he had to come home and tell my mother and I and my brother and we need to get ready. We're not going to see him because he's getting ready to go off to war. He's getting ready to go off to battle. And that's what you have to do. You have to go to your home and make sure your home ready for this battle because, see, you're not going to be paying attention to your home when you're off at battle because you're going to be focused on this war that we're about to go into, this spiritual war that God said get ready for. You're going to be deployed, so take care of home now. Go and tell your children. Go and tell your spouses. Go and tell anybody in your household what's coming because, see, you're going to be their warning because I'm warning you right now. You're going to be their warning. Prepare that they got to suit up too. Just because they're not on the line this morning, you can be on the line for them to let them know we got to get ready because the enemy is coming and we are going to be prepared. God said the scripture. He said the word behind what he told me was Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said is our war cry. So as you prepare and you're called to the front line, you know when your time to come up to fight, you got to have a mindset that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So that's two things you need to know. You need to know, one, to get your house in order and to be ready. Now, your war cry is no weapon formed against you and it shall not prosper. That's not saying that the weapon won't form, but it will not prosper. So he's done told us. We've been alerted. We're on standby. We need to know that our armor cannot be loose. It cannot be laying on the ground or in the closet. He says, get up and put it on right now. See, normally when I get online, I wake up and I start talking to you guys with a good morning, not today. He says, wake up. If you are listening to me, let your spirit recognize what God is saying, what God has put in my spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying to me, and he won't stop saying it to me until I tell you, and I'm being obedient. So listen, it's coming, and you can't even understand that it may not be days from now. It could be hours. The enemy is attacking us. And if you're not under attack, you will be. And I'm just letting you know to be prepared. And how do you be prepared? You go before God and you get suited up in your armor of God. But in your weight of deployment, you are to intercede for the people that you have in your life that's around you. And if you don't know what to intercede for, if God hasn't given you an infinite understanding on what to intercede for the people in your life while you're waiting on this deployment to be called to war, you are to ask God for their salvation if they're not saved. And if they are saved, you ask God to draw him closer and to increase their faith. They're going to be under one or two of those intercession prayers. But and this is for the ones that don't know exactly what to pray for that person. And he's telling me to tell you that when you are praying for people, if anybody come to mind, you pray for that person because he's dropped them in your spirit. He's speaking to you. This is your war. This is your battle right now. Battle for them in the spirit because right now you okay. But when your turn come up and somebody's coming up against you, the body of Christ is going to stand up and they're going to intercede for you. See, this works all around the body. See, all these messages we've been having coming out, that's coming up in the last few days, every single task, every single lesson, every single word is building up for today. And on today, he's only giving us this much for today. So be ready. Just know that this is your call to duty. This is your warning. This is your alert that you have to be ready. I don't understand all the things of what I'm saying to you because I don't know your particular situation, but I do know what he said. So you have intimate knowledge of your situation. You may already be in the battle. You may already have been attacked. You may not be attacked, but you know what to do if you're not up to the front line yet. But for the ones that are fighting it today, know that the battle was not the pandemic in the past. It wasn't the protest in the past. It's something coming. Sister, I said what God has told me to say. I cannot go any further. I need you to take over now. I need you to take over, Sister.
Yes, and deployment, in case people don't know what deployment is, you have to be ready, because when you go into a deployment situation, you don't know what you're coming up against. You don't know even until the point that you get to where you're going. And this is why God has given us strategic instructions. He's already given us the weapons of destruction. He's given us exactly what we need. All the training that you have been getting for the last couple of months will put you in a place right now, so when the weapon is formed, you are not moved. You have built your fortress. Nothing will penetrate. It may sit, it may make you stumble, it may make you go to the right, or it may make you go to the left. But the thing about it is, because you have that personal relationship with God, and because you know that He has already prepared a home for you, you should be hungered and thirsty that nothing can sit and interfere into that. So when you get ready to go into your deployment, your home should already be ready. God has been preparing your home for the last couple of months. God will sit and let different tests will come through. Will you pass the test? I can sit and be a personal testimony. I just had a test last night, but I'm going to tell you this. I was not moved. I was not moved because, see, God placed somebody in my life, and I take the advantage to sit up under. I get my notes. I turn everything around, turn everything off around me because, see, I'm not hearing the man of God's voice. I'm hearing God's voice. I'm hearing what God has to say to me. I'm getting the instructions from God to put me in a situation where nothing can affect me and my family. Well, I'm not going to sit and say that the blow may not come, but I sit and tell you on this morning, whatever blows come my way, I got enough power inside of me because I stand on the Holy Ghost power that's going to have me get back up. So no matter where God deploys me at this point in time, I can sit and tell you the tools have been given to me. The tools have been given to you. Are you utilizing your tools? Because it does say no weapon formed against me. The weapon is going to come. It's Satan's job to kill, steal, and destroy. But it is your job to stand on what God has given you. When he said and say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he's letting you know under any circumstances will I never leave you and forsake you. When Jehoshaphat and his army went up, they didn't have to sit and fight against anybody. The Spirit of the Lord say, this battle is not yours, it's mine. God is saying the same thing today, but you still need to get yourself up. You need to prepare yourself. So whatever your situation is, whatever the weapon is that's coming up against you, you are consecrated. You are fasted up. You are prayed up. You are to pray without ceasing. So the word of God will fight your battle for you. You are equipped with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. Go this way. Go this way. Turn around. Listen to what God has told you. Because there is an urgency in everything. God did not put the things that he gave Apostle Temple. He did not do it in vain. He did it for times such as this. Yes, God is victorious. Yes, you can be victorious if you are holding on to his unchanging hand. He does not change. We change. Where are you at on today? Because the instructions were given, and they're going to continue to be given. Because when you get an obedient, faithful servant of God, they doubt yourself. They doubt yourself. So when God said it, say, Temple, rise, and I need you to be deployed over here, when that spirit man get over there, he's already looking. He's like how Joshua and the spies was. He's up looking in the spirit. He's up looking to see what's going on so he can come back and get the instructions from the Holy Spirit to give us. And that's where you're at today. That's why you are on a call for duty. This is why you need to prepare yourself. This is why you need to study and meditate on the word of God. This is why you need to cease without praying. This is why you need to take your leading you to what you need to do. This is why you need to consecrate yourself. So when the ugly, when Satan and his diabolical forces come up against you, you can stand in his face. And even if you don't have nothing else to say, you can call on the name of Jesus. You tarry on his name, knowing that he is with you, knowing that he has equipped you, knowing that he has given you the strategy that you need to use at that time, knowing that you have sat and let some things come up off of you that was hindering your prayer, that was hindering you, your cleansing, but that was hindering your consecration, because now you're standing before God naked and waiting for him to give you and equip you with that full armor of God. And that full armor of God is going to take you where you can march, march in unity, march in unity. When I say march in unity, I'm talking about you got a village that's praying. And every time one person takes a step, the other one takes a step. When you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, God is going to have other people on your side, interceding for you. We had a situation yesterday, had no clue that it was going. When I spoke with my apostle, he already knew. And you guess what? That's one of the reasons that we was able to come out of it victorious. Because you sent me, you got the mindset that I'm letting go and I'm letting God. So wherever you deploy me, Father, I'm ready. Wherever you deploy me, Father, I'm prayed up. Wherever you deploy me, Father, I'm fasting. Wherever you deploy me, Father God, my body is consecrated. Wherever you deploy me, Father God, I got a Christ-like mind. Wherever you deploy me, Father, my heart is connected with you, Father God. Because, Lord, I know that you have greatness inside of me. And, Lord, I want to do whatever it is that you need me to do. So, Satan, on this day, I sit and decree and declare that you have been evicted out of the minds, out of the hearts, out of the souls, out of the spirits of the people that sit and claim that they don't know, that they're sitting and they're wavering. And we're replacing you in the name of Jesus, with Jesus, our Holy Spirit, with God, our Father, with the Holy Spirit that's going to lead us and guide us and give us every strategical plan that we need to beat you and your diabolical forces. The call of duty has been placed, but I tell you this, fear not, because if you trust it and you believe it, that God is who he say he is, he's going to carry you through. But now if you walk it and you're not sure where you're supposed to be, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. It is going to be a battle. So I sit and tell you, as she say, put your shoes of peace on. Tighten your belt. Put that helmet of salvation up, that breastplate of righteousness, and know that God has already given you the tools. Get online. Start listening. Start studying. Start hearing what God has to say to you. Because as she said, a deployment. When you go into a deployment, you do not know anything. Your commander of chief may know, but you don't know what you got going on. So it is true. You have to have your house in order. What is your house? What is your house? Your house is your temporary abode right here on heaven. It is you. It is what is inside you. You need to get yourself together. Once you get yourself together, then once you get your inner man together, then it can come outwardly, and then it can go into your residence, your physical home, the physical house. But if you can't get yourself together, your inner man together, allow your spirit to connect with God's spirit, then guess what? You are failing. You are failing yourself. So when the test comes, you can't even intercede for yourself. So how would you intercede for someone else? God has given us the tools. What God is saying in this day of time is I'm here. I'm making things available for you. I have slowed down time. I have closed things up. And now I'm sitting and I'm making time for you and I, me and you, however you want to see it. So I can pour into you the things that you need for the next wave that's going to come up against you. And when that wave come up, You sent me, you ready, because you got your armor on, and you are sitting there, you're waiting, and say, okay, Lord, you tell me when to march. You call the cadence so we know what's the timing that we need to go into battle. You give the instructions, Father God, but we will not be afraid, Lord Jesus, because we've gotten your instructions. We're connected with you, Father God. We're trusting you, Father God. We're leaning on you, Father God. We're not sitting and designing our own master plan, Father God, because you already got a master plan for us. And this is where we need to be today. God is calling for unity. Unity with between you and him. You and Jesus. You and the Holy Spirit, which is all one. He's calling in for you all. For those that left, he's calling for reunification. For those that has never, ever got there, he's saying, I'm drawing you nearer to me. I'm drawing you nearer to me. That's why he's letting you know. Get yourself the call of duty. I'm drawing you nearer to me because I'm looking for some real saints, some saints that's going to be able to go out on that battlefield and win the storm or whatever, however many armies come up against you, you'll be able to stand because you're fearing not, because you know that I am God all by myself. You know that I am the God that will protect you. You know I am the God that has equipped you. You know that I am God. I am the God that parted the Red Sea. I am the God that brought plagues over onto Pharaoh. But then Pharaoh let my people go. God is sitting and calling us the call of duty. There are so many people that's hurting, so many people that's in pain, so many people that's confused because they don't know who God is. They don't know because you got so many people out here prophesying instead of telling the truth. They want to sit and tell you how you can gain prosperity instead of feeding your soul, instead of letting you know that salvation is what you need, instead of letting you know that God has a kingdom built up for you, instead of letting you know that you are not the average person. You are a kingdom citizen. Yes, you are a kingdom citizen. You are not to be conformed of the things of this world. Your mind should be up on the kingdom. And that's the people that God is looking for. Those are the people that God is calling for duty. So I leave you on today asking you to trust God. Trust God and allow him to take you into the areas that he wants you to go into. To stop sitting and constantly always praying for yourself. Because if you listen to God, God is going to give you somebody to pray for that you might not even know. God is waiting. God is trying to everybody to know exactly who he is and to know that he is the person that does everything. He's the person that's in control of everything. All those things may sit and look one way. We know that God is a God of impossible, and he will sit and fix it in a minute. We do not know his timing, but I do know this, that God is getting and preparing you because he's building up another army. It's a wave of another army that's coming, and it's just not an army that's coming. It's not the United States army. It's not just the army of Italy. He's building up a kingdom, an army of kingdom of citizens, kingdom citizens, those that have went through the fire but did not get scorched, those that was in the water but did not drown, but those that sit and they serve one God, and that one God, Holy Spirit, is what leads them, and that Christ is the way, the truth, the way, and the light in their lives. They're no longer sitting and dipping and dabbing with Satan and his imps. They have solely sat and said, God, yes, it is me, it is I, it is he, it is she, it is us, Lord Jesus, that's ready to serve in your army. This is where God is. This is what God is looking for. Now, it's simple. It sounds simple, but trust and believe it's work. It's work. God works. Look around him. Every day he's working on something. He's working on me. He's working on you. He's working on everybody if you allow him to. if you allow him. He does not slumber, neither does he sleep. Neither should you slumber, neither shall you sleep. You should be praying without ceasing. You should be sitting and making sure that your brother, your sister, or whomever is ready to go into army with you. And if they not ready to go into army with you, when the command comes in march, then you got to let that hand go. And you got to march. And you have to have a clear mind. You have to have an understanding of God. You have to have a knowing of God. You have to have an intimate relationship with God in order to serve in his army. Where are you today? Are you ready to in the army of the Lord? Are you ready for the call of duty? Are you ready to take your selfish ways out of the equation and say, Father, take all of me, consume all of me, Father God. And when that has ran out of me, Lord Jesus, I just ask you to continue to allow your Holy Spirit to pour into me, because I never want to be empty, Lord Jesus. I want to be on the battlefield for you, Father God. I want to go out and talk to different people to tell the good news, Father God. I want to tell them about the kingdom that you have already prepared for me. I want to talk about the kingdom principles. I want to talk about kingdom business, Lord Jesus. So I sit and tell you today, take the time right now to sit and welcome God. Welcome God to get you ready for the call of duty. Welcome God to place somebody on your mind, on your heart, that you are to go into intercessory prayer for, to help them get out of their situation. Remember, a fortress has already been built. Allow them to come into your fortress. Let their name, whatever their situation, to pour out of your mouth, but do it with a true heart. Don't do it just because you're sitting and saying that you want to do it. Do it because this is what God has for you. We cannot sit and take for God. We have to sit and spread the word of God around this world. Not this nation. Hear me. Not this nation. To the international waters. This is why this line was given. Spread the word of God. See, AGM. And I'm not boasting and bragging because the word of God tell me not to be haughty. We ready. There's some that's ready. That's why this line is put into place, to spread the good news of God, to spread what he has, what needs to go on, to spread that you are next, or either you are in a place for the call of duty. Will you receive the invitation? Will you receive the invitation for the call of duty? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word, Lord Jesus, that came forth, Father God. Lord, I ask you to penetrate the minds and the heart of people, Lord Jesus, and let them truly know, Father God, who you are, Father God. Let them truly know, Lord Jesus, because some of them are doubtful, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Father God, that you are in control of everything, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Father God, that they can speak things into the atmosphere, Father God. Whatever it is that they have going on today, Lord Jesus, for them to lay it at your feet, Father God, and for them to come, Lord Jesus, praying to you without ceasing, Father God. Some may have to have a particular posture, Father God. Some may not have to come to you, Lord, just as they are, Father God. But let them know, Lord Jesus, that you are here with them, Lord Jesus, that you never left anybody, Father God. We need you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost power, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, as we end this session today, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you just allow your spirit to go across the water, Father God. And as it goes across the water, Father God, it builds strength, Father God. It builds strength, Lord Jesus. It lands over into the international area, Father God. And let them know, Father, that you are one God, Father God, with one love, Father God. And that you are not, Father God, a president, God, Father God, but you are a God that loves everyone, Father God. You are a God, Father God, that sees hearts, Father God. You are a God, Father God, that sees spirits, Father God. You are a God, Father God, that sees souls, Father God. And you're just looking, Father God, for those that want to join your army for the call of duty. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. 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 We pray on today that someone receive the word of the call of duty, that you accept your papers, that you accept, that you enlist in God's army, that you go out, you're ready to march, you're ready to do, take on whatever it is that he needs to take you through, whatever training that you need, that you are saying, Father God, I will go where you want me to go. I will do what you want me to do. We leave you with peace because God is a peaceful God, and we pray that you go out, you reach someone. When God put on your mind, you pray, even if you don't know what you have to pray. Let go and let God. When God start letting the utterance come out your mouth, stop ceasing what God has for you. God has a language that he wants to build up. There is just you and him. Satan don't have no clue as to what you talking to when you talking to God. So I say unto you, may peace be with you until we meet again, and that is Monday morning at 7 a.m. AGM loves you, but we know that God loves you best. Have a great, beautiful weekend, and remember to keep God first. Amen.